AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Pentagon's offered its first tally of U.S. troops wounded in the 11-day war with Iran. Jennifer King reports.
Pentagon spokesman Sean Parnell says about 140 U.S. troops have been injured in the Iran war. 8 were severely hurt, most sustained minor injuries, and 108 service members have returned to duty. The numbers are the first insight into the broader toll for U.S. service members targeted by rocket and drone strikes. At a news conference, Joint Chiefs Chairman General Dan Kane noted that he joined Secretary Hegseth, Vice President Vance, and other officials at Dover Air Base Monday night for the dignified transfer of the 7th soldier to die in combat during the conflict.
We honored the return of Staff Sergeant Benjamin Pennington of the U.S. Army's 1st Space Brigade from Fort Carson, Colorado.
Sergeant Pennington from Glendale, Kentucky, succumbed to his wounds Sunday after an attack on an airbase in Saudi Arabia on March 1st. The same day, 6 reservists were killed in Kuwait by an Iranian drone strike. I'm Jennifer King.
While the Pentagon maintains Iran's forces have been severely degraded, they continue to attack regional oil infrastructure, and Tehran's pledging to choke off the Strait of Hormuz, through which 20% of the world's oil is carried. Meanwhile, Charles Deledesma reports.
Top Iranian official Ali Larijani has appeared to threaten President Donald Trump himself, writing on X that Iran doesn't fear your empty threats. Even those bigger than you couldn't eliminate Iran. Be careful not to get eliminated yourself. Iran's been accused of plotting attempts to kill Trump in the past.
In financial markets, oil prices remained well below the peaks hit Monday. Brent crude, the international standard, settling below $88 per barrel. That made for a steadier day for stocks. The S&P dipped about 0.2%. The Dow fell 34 points. That's less than 0.1%, while the Nasdaq saw a tiny gain. This is AP News. Lots of deal-making in the NFL right now.
Super Bowl MVP Kenneth Walker III is the new running back for Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City, and Miami settled on Malik Willis for a reset at quarterback after releasing Tua Tagovailoa. The Chiefs and tight end Travis Kelce were nearing a deal to return for his 14th season. Indianapolis is keeping its top free agent in receiver Alec Pierce. Fellow wideout Mike Evans is joining the 49ers. Jalen Phillips is joining Carolina, and Dallas added Rashawn Gary. The deals were among those reached on the opening day of NFL free agency. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
The AP's learned the Raiders are trading quarterback Geno Smith to the New York Jets. Las Vegas expected to take Heisman Trophy winner Fernando Mendoza with the top pick in the draft. And Detroit's reached an agreement to add running back Isaiah Pacheco. He'll join Jahmyr Gibbs in the Lions' backfield. The latest at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.